Chapter 47. Rhea. Rhea hesitated, her quivering hand held at the ready, fist clenched and knuckles white as she tried hiding her hatred, her fear, and her self-loathing before continuing. She took a deep breath to steady herself, realizing she was left with no other choice. Rap, rap, rap. The sound of her knuckles hitting the chipped wood faded as she stood there with both hands clutching the hem of her worn dress. She tried wiping the palm of one hand across her short cropped hair. No matter how much she tried to coax it into lying down, it seemed to have a mind of its own. Giving in to the realization that the sandy-colored mop was only going to do what it wanted to, she dropped her arm back to her side and squeezed another fistful of dirty material between her fingers. Somehow, the feeling of those pleats of ripped cloth comforted her in a way nothing else could. She struggled to hold in her temper as she waited for the door to open. If she was good and held her tongue, maybe he would let her spend some time with Suri. She hadn't seen her daughter in a couple of days, and it showed in the circles under her eyes and the stiffness in her limbs from the sleepless nights she'd spent pacing the cold stone of her chamber floor. She was crazy with worry. Was her child all right? Was she being fed? Did she have a warm place to sleep? Those worries kept rolling around in her mind like a millstone at the grind, constantly moving, but going nowhere. She knew that Suri would be kept with all the other children bred within the walls of the White Tower. She knew it all too well, having been raised there herself. Her body tensed at the sound of the latch being pulled back from the other side of the door. Light spilled into the dark hallway, its glow enveloping her with warmth. The smells emanating from the room beyond were sickly familiar. She was a frequent acquaintance of these dismal chambers, and had been since she was old enough to notice the physical changes in her body. She had it memorized, the crackling sound of the fire, the damp feel of the cold stone beneath her bare feet, the meticulous layout of his precious tools neatly strewn across the tops of the shelves, even the smell of the sweat-stained mattress in the corner. The thought of what had been done to her on that mattress threatened to release the pent-up emotions she strove to keep at bay. Her pride, however, was not as important as Suri.
Ah, come in, my dear. I've been expecting you.
With head lowered, Rhea stepped past the fat inquisitor. Not daring to look him in the eyes, she stopped in the center of the room and waited for further instruction. It had been at least 3 weeks since her last visit to his chambers, with the growing number of young female wielders being brought in from the outside to service the needs of the Black Watch ranks, she had hoped her days of use were finally numbered. It appeared her hopes had been naive. If there was one lesson her miserable life had taught her, it was that men were pigs, and she wanted to spit every last one of them and roast them slowly over a fire. The way they dominated her, the way they leered at her, the way they used her as a toy to play with one day and pass on to someone else the next, fueled the fires of rage inside her soul. That hatred had kept her alive. Until Suri. She had heard stories from some of the older women about love, about men they had left behind when taken, men who had cared for them, men who had protected them, men who had adored them. Ha, she thought. Fools, the lot of them. They always had the same silly notions when they first arrived. My pa will come for me. My husband's going to rescue me. My brothers will save me. She would listen and laugh. They were men, and men only did one thing. What was right for them? She heard the door shut behind her, and on reflex, She started unbuttoning the back of her torn dress. She knew how upset he got when she wasn't submissive, and she couldn't afford to make him upset. Not today. She wanted to see her Suri. She had managed to unfasten the last button on the back and was pulling down the top when she felt a meaty hand slide across her neck.
Not tonight.
She froze. She didn't know what to do. He moved around to the front and sat in his rocker by the fire, watching her for a moment. She wasn't sure if this was some sort of test, if he was just trying to see how willing she truly was. So she continued to pull her arms from her sleeves, one at a time.
Did you not hear me? I said not tonight.
His tone was more forceful this time. He was unmistakably agitated. This wasn't a good sign. He was already in a foul mood. What would he say to her asking to spend time with Suri? Quickly, she lifted her top and redid the buttons. She couldn't help but feel the slightest relief, though.
I need your help, he said.
She was taken aback. Help? When had he ever needed her help? Her body, maybe. Her magic, quite often. But never her help. Her spirits lifted. Her mind raced. If I can help him, then maybe he will let me see her. A surge of hope flooded through her small frame, and she knew right then she would do anything he asked.